It is currently 80 degrees in Nashville. We're headed towards a high of 100 or 101. A heat index as high as 111 today. We still are under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers did not act alone when they raided a Memphis nightclub and arrested 121 people early Sunday morning. The Nashville Banner reports the Tennessee Highway Patrol was present at the operation despite previous efforts to distance itself publicly from ICE. The paper reports that troopers blocked traffic on either side of the club while federal agents conducted the raid inside and moved detainees into a large bus out front. Earlier this year, head of the THP told lawmakers that the agency was rejecting requests to coordinate with ICE. That was after body camera footage showed THP and ICE teams seemingly competing to make the most immigration arrests during a Nashville operation last May. THP did not respond to the Banner's request for comment about its role in the most recent Memphis raid. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation also played a role in the weekend's operation. That agency had the warrant to search the premises for illegal gambling and drug activity. Well, don't you hate it when you go to buy a concert ticket and the price suddenly jumps because of mysterious additional fees? A new paper from Vanderbilt shows those fees and price markups from online scalpers cost ticket buyers $11 billion a year. Arts and culture reporter Justin Barney tells us more.
Ticket gouging is not new. It happened in the 1800s when scalpers bought tickets to Charles Dickens' book tour and then resold them for 10 times the price. The difference now is technology. Scalpers create algorithms and bots that can buy thousands of tickets in an instant and then resell them all at a higher price. And there is no limit on the fees that can be added on. Additionally, a federal jury recently determined that Ticketmaster is a monopoly, a ruling that they are appealing. So if ticket buyers want to avoid fees, which are often hidden, inescapable, and tacked on at the last moment, they have nowhere else to go. So they bite the bullet and buy the ticket, leading to huge profits for these companies. But it doesn't have to be this way. The paper suggests a law banning online ticket brokers and capping processing fees at 10%. Some states have already taken steps in this direction. The paper calls on states like Tennessee to do the same. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.